Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there.
Hey.
Happy hump day. The best hump day ever.
Because of the gig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heading up to Sonoma after the show. Yuzi's already there, so no. Oh, can you turn the lights on, Hooman? I can't see you when it's dark like that. Would you mind turning on the lights? No, he's snapping at me, so I'm snapping at him. I don't think he can hear me. Anyway, it's super exciting. We're going to have a ball. I'm trying to think up, what should I do for karaoke songs?
How many are you going to do?
Well,
at least three.
No, one for sure. But, everybody's going to want to play.
I don't know that everyone does.
No,
but
people do.
Do they?
People love, especially after a couple drinks, Vinny. Which hopefully we will be after a couple drinks. And then about 8 o'clock, Cinderella's chariot turns back into a pumpkin. And I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
So we can do a good show tomorrow.
Well, yeah, these days are fun and long.
It's going to be awesome.
Yesterday I got home and it's sort of, all right, I got to start getting ready to go.
Oh, you had to pack and everything.
I leave and I'm gone.
And that's
so
that.
At 4 a.m. this morning when I drove away from the house,
Yeah, for good.
So I had to have all that done. So.
Did you bring some cute trousers and
I got a couple things packed, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Something was planned that I went, what?
Oh. What do you mean?
The photo shoot that's planned.
Oh, sure, yes.
I'm like, I gotta...
Yeah, well, they're taking advantage of us all being there and, you know, looking our best for the listeners. And they're going to do some... We don't have any current photos. All the photos of me have really long hair in them.
So anyway, yeah, I got myself as best I could together.
Good.
As we get ready. We're also getting ready for vacation. So.
How is Christina's...
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know what to say about any of that other than... She better not get me sick.
Oh, man. But she's coming. As of right now, she is coming.
As far as I know.
Unless she wakes up super sick this morning.
They're coming.
Does your daughter know about this, and is she excited?
Well, yeah, she's... You know, it's very important to me that she has a fun childhood.
Sure, of course.
Her mom, for whatever reason, didn't have one. Like, her mom's mom, I don't know how to put all that...
Christina's mother.
Was extremely overprotective.
Oh.
As told by Christina.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wasn't allowed to do anything.
Oh.
As told by her. I'm sure Marie is screaming at the...
Right. Don't scream at Vinny. Scream at Christina.
No, it doesn't matter. But the point is, I remember my childhood being so fun.
Right.
And that's what it's supposed
sure.
to be. And my kid is getting that.
That is what you want for your kids.
Clear the path and let them have fun.
Yep.
Play and learn. I've been repeating that to her forever. Just play and learn. That's your gig, kid.
Does Maria listen?
We don't. Well, to this show, yeah. But this isn't something that I should have just said.
Good morning, Maria.
I shouldn't have said that.
Good morning.
That's not my stuff. That's their stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it's very important. So my kid is just every day wakes up and it's a
new day of fun and learning.
So she knows she's going to a hotel.
Oh.
Sonoma means nothing to her, and the Fairmont means nothing to her. She doesn't bend. She
make
doesn't
sure
know.
You point out all the grapevines and the beauty as we drive up there.
But she's coming, and we're going to hit the pool, and we'll do our thing, and then I think there's a dinner planned.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Hey, yes. Can you turn the lights on in there? I can't see you.
I know. It just hurts my eyes.
Yeah, so but then also the cameras can't see you.
We're not going to talk that much. It's mostly about you guys.
Well, we'll lean on you today because Yuzi's not in there to lean on. Come on, everybody steps it up.
I did.
Please, oh, you did an awesome job getting me all prepped this morning. Yes, but I really want to be able to see your beautiful face.
All right.
You can't hide in the cave in there. Turn those lights on. Come on. Turn that frown upside down. Thank you, Hovind. No, the both of them. Oh, my God. It's like pulling teeth with you. You can watch the show, radioalice.com/watch. And now you can actually see Hooman. Focus right in on Hooman, Vaughn. Put him up. Zoom way in on his face and just have his face and all his reactions on there.
Chubby face.
What about you?
What about me?
What about you? You're all excited,
but
what's going on?
I haven't packed
yet.
I haven't packed. I'm going to go home and, you know, my house is on the way.
Right.
So I'm just going to go home and put the screws to John. Like, come on, wrap it up. Let's go. I told him I need to leave by one.
Wrap up the yard, you mean?
Well, wrap up whatever he's doing, you know. Because we
and
got,
by
we
I need
go.
To leave by one means we need to leave by one.
Yes.
Right.
He could actually, if he doesn't, if he can't do it and he can't leave until later, then I'm just going to have my friends pick me up and we'll go up together.
Because you bring in a bunch of, you're bringing a party.
A bunch of people wanted to go.
Who's coming?
Dan and Danielle are going to come. Danielle and one of her girlfriends. And my friends Joe and Ariane and their kids, their grown son and his wife. He's the tattoo guy.
Oh, yeah. Is he bringing his tattoo gun?
Oh, I don't think so.
Is he going to ink us up?
No, I don't think that's happening.
You and I could get matching tattoos.
I would get a matching tattoo with you.
You would?
Well, you'll forget about it, so sure.
I won't forget about
please.
It.
Please, come on.
I'd let him have at me.
His art is beautiful. I have like a couple little originals from him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm hoping they'll be worth some money someday, you know. They're gorgeous.
If he goes big.
Well, you never know, right?
Art is tough.
Yep. But having pieces of original art is, whether the person goes big or not, it's like, oh, it's an honor to have that.
Right.
You know, somebody who's super talented. So anyway, they're coming up and of course, John. So I'm rolling with a whole crew. But it should be really fun.
And they got all their own rooms.
They did, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So they're staying the night.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the...
I was like, well, you're not staying in my room.
That's the
I'm going to bed at 8.
of this event is if you got a room, then you just...
Oh, go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy.
Rage at the pool party. Sleep it off. Yep. And meet us in the morning for our broadcast.
At 6 a.m. This 8:30 thing is not going to work. God, our people always go crazy. John's so excited. He's like, should I bring my guitar? I'm like, of course you should bring your guitar. Hello.
Oh,
I think that's expected.
I thought the karaoke was everyone's opportunity to sing.
Well, everyone's going to sing the karaoke, but then you remember last year when they got thrown out of the bar? I think it was your girlfriend, my husband, Danielle, her friend, and like a bunch of listeners, and they were all in the corner of the bar, and they were like, screaming songs at the tops of their lungs, and they all got okay. All right,
with
guys.
The guitar,
yeah.
So you said bring it again?
Sure. He's got to get thrown out somewhere.
Oh, that's what you want him to?
Yeah,
I get it. There's the all right.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't. One of the things that I never remember this, but each time we throw this party. We get back to our room and I realize I'm too close to the pool. They're raging right now. Raging.
Right.
Like having a rager. And with karaoke going, it's going to be going
Where
off. I brought earplugs.
Yeah. I always ask for the furthest room from
right.
the pool.
Well, I don't think to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Should I in the future say Vinny would also like the room that's in the quietest corner of the community? Okay,
yes.
I'll do that.
Who thinks to do that?
I do. I'm like, put me just super far. Like, I don't mind walking. Put me far.
Yeah, I don't think of that.
Because I got to go to sleep. And I can't do the earplugs. I get freaked out when I sleep with earplugs in. They help me get to sleep, and then I wake up, and I'm like, what's happening?
Well, so do I.
And I can't hear the alarm, or at least not the way.
But being wide awake hour after hour isn't useful.
Yeah. That's true.
It's a total drag. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that each time I go, oh, my God, I can even hear people. Like, oh, that's...
Funny.
So it's... Well,
we do have a group of regulars, too. It's not just our people. There's people who are like bound and determined to get into every gig that we do, and they just,
which is great
because they know it's so much fun. It's like an advertisement for us. So then tomorrow, live morning show, open to the public at the Fairmont.
Right.
There's a big tent set up out front. Please join us for that. And then we're off on vacation. What's the plan? What's the big plan, Vinny?
Well, the plan is to get some rest and some exercise. Mm-hmm. And if I don't catch whatever it is my lady's carrying, then I'll get to do all that. That's the plan. I'm gonna
what if you catch
rest.
It?
I'm going to be upset. It's going to be a real bummer. It's
yeah, you want to have a sore throat while you still have to go to work. I totally agree.
No, I don't want a sore throat at all.
But if you have to have
I don't want
to have it not on the days that you were supposed to have a kick-ass time.
I just don't. When she said, I have a little tickle, I was like...
Do you load her up on like zinc or...
Human!
Why, what are you humaning for?
Because he's, you know, game over, and he rung in my head like, oh, if only I was single, I could just
sleep in my
own
damn
bed, and I don't have to have the disease laying next to me. Jesus!
Where did you guys sleep last night?
In the same bed.
Oh, you did?
You slept with the disease?
Dude, what am I supposed to do?
Go to the guest room.
Oh, please.
Is there someone in the guest room?
Have you never been in a relationship?
Yeah, and I go, get out, you go in the other room.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Girls can pull that off without someone holding it over their head or giving them
stink eye. Why couldn't you go sleep in the
guest
room?
Because I get the eye, because I get the guilt, because I get the, you're going to, what?
Yeah, because you're sick.
Well, sorry, dude. I'm telling you. I mean, there's things that I'm sure you do to John where he's like, yeah, I have to do that. She's going to kill me if I don't. I'm sure that there's certain things that certain people do in relationships where you're like, I don't get it, but I have
to put up with
but
that.
But I got to deal with it because it's part of the deal. I'm sure John would be like, yeah, I'd love to go to that football game, but she was said I couldn't. There's things.
Like, well, come up with one other one, well, because that's the one you always go to.
There's things, and I'm just saying that's one of the things. It always feels weird to be... But yeah, I hope that there's none. I hope she gets up this morning and goes,
feels,
I feel great.
Ooh, I'm 100%.
Got a lot of rest, and I feel spectacular. But yeah, I thought of Hooman, the game over guy, and just went, Hooman.
Are you allowed
sleeping
to...
Sleeping by himself and happy and not catching colds.
Are you allowed to go to separate beds when the other is sick?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say it doesn't...
It would hurt her feelings.
It would be a thing. It would be like, why are you in there? So it's just not worth it.
What about John? Would he sleep in the other room if he was sick?
Totally. If one of us was super sick, I mean, I got to get my full sleep. So if it was me, I'd go in the other... I don't know. Even when he snores sometimes, I'm like, I got to go sleep on the couch.
You sleep on the couch?
I have. Like on the weekends, you know how when you drink, you snore. And you know, like he'll wake me up at 4 or 5 in the morning. I'll be like, I think I'll go lay on the couch.
Really?
I don't want to listen to that. I'm never going to get back
to
sleep.
Well, no one does, right?
Yeah.
But then you're in the room where I guess nobody in your house wakes up early.
No. Oh, God, no. I have teenagers, Vinny. Nobody in my house
so
wakes up early.
So you can lay out there till noon and no one will walk by.
Nobody.
That's
funny. It's true. It's so funny. On Saturday, Friday night, we partied with a bunch of friends. And then on Saturday, I just slept. I think I slept till like, I don't know, like one or something. Like crazy, crazy long sleep. And and I got up. John was up. But my girlfriend's like, oh, my God, your sleeping skills are just ridiculous. And I was like, yeah. And it's clearly genetic because neither of my kids is up right now. Like, oh, my God.
At one.
Yeah. Well, they are teenage boys. Their life is apparently at night.
Well, I was a teenage boy once, and I
even
went out
and
partied.
Yeah, but you're a weird teenage boy. You were like, had to get up early and surfing. Like, you had things to do in the morning. Like, when I was a teenager, my mom would drag me out of bed by my hair at 3 p.m., like, on the regular. Like, you have to get out of bed.
3 p.m.?
I'd get up, I'd eat dinner, take a shower, go out. And that was it. That's
as
what I did.
As a teenager?
Yeah.
You're talking about high school?
No, I mean, I would sleep late, but when I was, by the time I was about 18, I was pretty much living nighttime life. I was in bands and stuff. And you know.
At 18?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I graduated, I was 17. So by the time I was 18, I was, I must have been in college. So yeah, I did a lot of sleeping in college too, because you'd just be, oh my God.
What?
College. My kid is, I hope.
How old were you when you were in Geneva?
I was 18. I was 19. I would have been 19.
Because you were away at college.
Mm-mm. I did 1 year of college, excuse me, and I came home and I joined Geneva and quit college. So I was,
so
it was 1980s.
After college that went down.
Oh, yeah. One the next year after college.
Horse college.
Horse college.
So weird.
Yeah. I killed it at horse college for the first two trimesters, and then my third one, I just flunked out. I would have had to take on all those classes again, and I hated economics. I was like, I think I'll quit.
Why would you have to
take the classes again?
Well, no, econ. I mean, was why oh, is
God.
Econ
well, first of all,
now?
It was a well, I had to learn how to run a horse business, Vinny. You know, it was regular college. It wasn't just horse classes. I had to take classes, you know. I had an English class and econ.
So it wasn't a trade school.
No. No, it was a university where in order to get a degree, you had to, you know, you had to satisfy all the requirements.
All right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anywho, look at us. We're actually late.
Party time.
It is. Oh, my God. Today is the day. I've been waiting so long for this day. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy hump day. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.